It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to dive into the Word of God, where we get to search into the deep mysteries of God, where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to know the mind of God concerning our lives every single day. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him. We get to lay all our burdens aside. We get to hand them over to Him. He wants to lift our burden, so we are gathered here every single day to give it to Him and to watch Him take care of these problems with His Word. His Word has a way of lightening every load that we carry. His Word has direction in it. His Word has light in it. So that's why I want to specially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. Get somebody on this platform. Get all to join this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 16th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's the weekend. What are you doing today? As ever you're doing today, let's first dive into the Word of God. This is one of the most important parts of our day. So, let's get into it. We're continuing a series today that says The Bible, Gender, and Sexuality, Part 3. If you missed out on part 1 and 2, as well as other topics that we've treated in the past, you can always visit our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past topics. You can follow up on there. Today, I'll be looking at the part 3 of the Bible, Gender and Sexuality, part 3. Our aim today is M20. Stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 14 to chapter 15. Acts chapter 14 to chapter 15. Our memory verse today is taken from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25, which says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25, which says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Romans chapter 1 from verse 20 to 32. Romans chapter 1 from verse 20 to 32. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 20, it reads, "For since the creation of the world, its invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even its eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, in conclusion of the teaching I started 2 days ago on gender and sexuality, I would like to share an experience I had with you. Some years ago, I was in one of the Western nations to preach, and a journalist interviewed me about my views on same-sex marriage. I told the fellow interviewing me that God made men and women to reproduce after their kind. Then I asked, is it possible for people of the same gender to produce offspring? I concluded by telling the interviewer that if everyone was getting married to someone of the same sex, the world would come to an end in this generation. As a child of God, whenever you have the opportunity to speak about homosexuality, do not beat around the bush. The reason evil thrives is that good people are too afraid to say the truth. Don't keep quiet when people say that they are sexually attracted to the people of the same gender as them. Don't judge or condemn them. Rather, tell them the truth with love. Condemning them will only make them put up a fight. And our God is not a God of condemnation, but of love. Speak to them in love. But still show them from the scriptures that what they are feeling is not from God, because it clearly speaks against it. Tell them that you are willing to pray with them and help them overcome that feeling. Today's Bible reading tells us what happens to people when they are left to their reprobate minds. Such people cannot end well unless they repent. Stand firm against homosexuality and do everything you can to show people that are sexually attracted to individuals of the same sex the right way to live from the scriptures. Lot stood firm against homosexuality in Genesis chapter 19 from verse 1 to 7, even when he was under severe pressure. He did not allow the men of Sodom come into his house to have sexual relations with the angels that he invited in, even though they pressed on him greatly, and were going to break into his house. Beloved, I know that in some countries, the government has made it illegal to speak the truth as regards homosexuality. However, we have a greater government in Christ, and we must represent him everywhere we go. Do not stand by and do nothing while people are on their way to destruction. You have a responsibility to save as many as you can, like we see in Jude chapter 1 from verse 17 to 23. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, speak the truth in God's word about homosexuality wherever and whenever you have the opportunity. Thanks for staying tuned. Do not forget to share this word, because like I always emphasize, you might just be saving a soul. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app available on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Just download to listen to all our amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be an entertainment moment. Thanks for staying tuned. But do not touch that dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Stay tuned to hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Remain blessed this beautiful day.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. Is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.